From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Even as BP diverts some of the oil from a leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico to the surface, grave questions remain about the impact of the large amount of oil that has already flowed into the water. Researchers are finding large underwater plumes of oil in the Gulf, including one that is said to be 10 miles long, 3 miles wide, and 300 feet thick. BP over the weekend was able to deploy a mile-long tube into a damaged pipe to divert some of that oil to a surface vessel. Meanwhile, researchers have evidence oil from the Deepwater Horizon well accident is on its way to the Florida Keys carried by currents. Bobby O'Brien from member station WUSF in Tampa has the latest.
A University of South Florida research vessel returned Monday after studying plankton levels at the oil spill site. USF oceanographer Ernst Peoples says computer models show the surface oil has been picked up by the loop current, which flows north from the Yucatan Peninsula into the Gulf, curves east, and then south to the Florida Keys.
We saw evidence in mathematical models that the surface oil was starting to become entrained into the loop current, and then there was also some satellite evidence of the same thing. And there have been scattered reports of observed oil farther south, including one made by our own captain.
Peoples estimates it will take about a week for the small amount of oil already in the loop to reach the Florida Keys. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Despite efforts to remain open, the Vatican says 10 Boston churches will be shut down. The announcement comes even as some of the churches have been holding round-the-clock vigils with appeals by parishioners, some of whom are now saying they plan to fight the closings in civil court. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has more.
The Archdiocese of Boston closed dozens of churches in 2004, saying that falling attendance, a shortage of priests, and the costs associated with the sex abuse crisis made the churches untenable. The closings came a year after the Archdiocese settled more than 500 sex abuse claims for $85 million. Three of the churches have had round-the-clock vigils, and the parishioners are not expected to back down. Peter Bore of the Boston Council of Churches says the parishioners are considering suing the Vatican in federal court, alleging that it has breached its fiduciary duties to parishioners by closing the churches. The case would be a long shot, since the Vatican has sovereign immunity. In the meantime, he expects the vigils to continue. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
President Obama today signed the Daniel Pearl Freedom of Press Act. It's designed to expand efforts to identify countries where press freedoms are being violated and try and ensure the media is being treated fairly.
Oftentimes, without this kind of attention, countries and governments feel that they can operate against the press with impunity. And we want to send a message that they can't.
Pearl was beheaded by militants in Pakistan in 2002. A late session turnaround on Wall Street as bargain hunters swooped in. The Dow was up 5 points today. This is NPR. Democratic Senator Arlen Specter is fighting for his political life in Pennsylvania. The Keystone State holds its primary tomorrow, and polls show Specter neck and neck with challenger Joe Sestak. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Scott Detrow reports.
Most political observers view tomorrow's primary as a referendum on Specter. The question is, do Democratic voters trust the longtime Republican enough to make him the party's nominee? Specter has the backing of Democratic leaders, including President Obama and Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, but suburban Philadelphia Congressman Joe Sestak is running dead even with Specter in every recent poll. Turnout is expected to be low, and Specter, Rendell, and other top Democrats have spent the last few days doing everything they can to drive up voter participation in Philadelphia. Specter has had his back against the wall before. He defeated Congressman Pat Toomey by less than a percentage point in the 2004 Republican primary and won re-election with just 49% of the vote in 1992. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
White House is calling an announcement by Iran. The company plans to ship enriched uranium out of the country for reprocessing, a positive step. However, the administration also says serious doubts remain about the country's willingness to live up to its commitments. Iran announced a deal where it will ship most of the enriched uranium to Turkey in a nuclear fuel swap arrangement. New York jury has ruled in favor of plaintiffs in a case against giant drug maker Novartis. Jurors ruling the company engaged in a pattern of discrimination against female employees, paying them less than their male counterparts, and also treated pregnant women unfavorably. Jurors in the case awarded several million dollars in compensatory damages. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.